This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
KC2NVM, monitoring.
Mr. KC2NVM, this is K2PCB. Good morning, Jeff. Happy Friday.
Good morning. I think I just took out a squirrel.
Yeah, that is unfortunate, taking out one of God's little creatures, but, yeah, it's better to keep the wheel straight and do your thing and not risk your life or vehicle and all that good stuff, and it's unfortunate, but, yeah, it is what it is. Good morning. That's a good way to... Hopefully that's not any kind of omen on how to start the day. There are some dark clouds over this way. Hopefully they're not following you because we're going to the same place.
Yeah, that squirrel zigged when he should have zagged. Clearly made a mistake. But clouds, it's not raining or anything here, but the car was moist this morning as it probably had some rain, so hopefully the clouds are just dissipating and going away. Because I'd hate to see power go out and us have to go home.
Yeah, you're right. That would be absolutely awful. And there was a point in time where I used to wish for that kind of stuff, but having to leave on a Friday and with the expectation of making up that time on a Saturday morning, I think I'd rather work straight through. Yeah. So anything exciting I missed over the past couple days?
Went to W2SO last night, and one of the guys there was able to help me with my HackRF. It's up and running with the latest firmware and all the fun programs it has, including all the maps for the airplanes and stuff, so that was kind of exciting. And all it took was a couple lines of Linux, and the guy just was like, here, boom, done. Other than that, I couldn't do it with the resources that I had. So it was very exciting last night.
All right, good deal. Do they have a Linux machine set up down there permanently for that type of work, or does somebody bring in their own machine to do that?
The club does not have any resources like that. This gentleman travels with a laptop, and he's a proper computer nerd, and I'm like, I'm trying to be you. I want to emulate you, so it was kind of fun.
All right, good deal. So now you'll have plenty to test out all the different applications that it offers over the next so many. Hopefully that's the only reason the person let it go is either they didn't know how to update it or just bored with it. But sounds like you. You brought some new life to it, so you'll get even more enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, and now I'm traveling downtown line doing more than the speed limit, and there's three of us in a row, and then all of a sudden a cop pulls in behind us. So the pucker factor is there a little bit this morning, waiting to see if the cop's just going to work or if he's going to try to implement us and meet us today.
Yeah, when I went past, I guess you wouldn't go past there. I went past elementary school, which was formerly my elementary school. It used to be town line. Now it's all the elementary. But, yeah, there was a cop out there loading up his truck with something. There was a cop that passed me a little after the town line fire hall. Troopers, they were. So they're on the move this morning. Sometimes I see Lancaster parked at the townline fire hall. He'll be tucked back in on the Mooney side back there. I don't know. It seems like it's right around the time that I'm passing through that he likes to move on from where he was. Sometimes he's pulling out of there. And he'll come up to townline and head south. But, I'm a pretty good... Pretty good otherwise. I know there was a couple weeks ago where there was a couple days where the police traffic was very heavy, and I think I was even mentioning it to whoever I was talking to, probably Brad that morning. But, yeah, very reasonable. This weekend is the Alden car show. I think it's Alden Marilla, if it happens at Alden. I think it's on Sunday this weekend. They've got the porta potties and everything set up in the town park and over at the school where it'll overflow to. So if you guys are interested, that's happening. We tend to get out of town when that's going on. It's quite the ruckus. I always say I have an appreciation for the cars, but yeah, there's a lot going on that day. Right, this is K2PCB. Give anyone else a chance to join in there.
Okay, 2PCB. This is KC2PET.
Good morning there, Ross. Happy Friday to you. I just passed over Sheldon, so I see that it has now been paved. So that had been torn up for a little bit now. That's your path in, so you'll have a smooth ride at least through a portion of it. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning to you. Good morning to Jeff, and Brad is in there. Brad's in Keetanota for some reason. You're in there still, Brad?
Well, I am. I don't know how you knew he was in there, but I'm not hearing him myself. Well, let's see if he comes in the next round, the next over. So you work in the car show this weekend, Ross?
First note, I do hear Brad in there. He's not keen to note. Brad, make sure your PL tone is on. Sounds like it's off because you're not opening anything up. So check that setting. And a question to you, Travis. Yes, I am working the car show this weekend. Got another busy weekend, plus on top of it, trying to host a birthday for Megan's birthday. It is her 41st birthday. So, yep, I got another busy weekend coming up.
Oh, yeah. That's very cool. 41st. Yeah, I wouldn't mind being 41 again. That would be very, very nice. Brad, if you're having trouble getting in there, make sure you're on your memory mode setting and not the VFO setting. Sometimes that can bite me.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. Are you hearing me today?
Yep, whatever you did, that fixed it. Welcome to the group, Brad.
That's really weird. I switched radios. I don't know why you didn't hear me on the earlier radio.
I think what Ross was saying was probably accurate in that the PL tone is either not set or CTCSS / PSL or PL is not turned on, if that's what it sounds like.
I will definitely go in and check that. I don't remember uploading a new program or downloading anything, but I will definitely go in and check that on that radio.
Yeah, Brad, sometimes it's when you go program two radios, I've done this myself, you got to read the radio sometimes first and then upload it. Sometimes they get a radio ID. I don't know if Chirp works that way. Yeah, I get the, sometimes reading the radio first and then uploading is better than versus, you know, I've done this where you know, program your radio after radio after radio, it's the same, you know, you want to program the same thing, but sometimes the IDs get all mixed up and it sometimes doesn't program right.
Yeah, that could be. I know I did switch radios that were on the antenna at one point, but I thought I had both radios set up identical. But I'll definitely go in and check that to make sure.
Yep, just something, a little thing like that makes a difference. I'll hand it over to Jeff. Hey, not hearing anything from Jeff. So, Travis, you skip a town this weekend? Do the car show? I know sometimes you got to take a road trip somewhere.
No big road trips between camping last weekend, our concert Wednesday night in Rochester, which was phenomenal. It was exceptional. I loved it. Loved it. It was definitely a late night. I'm glad I put in for PTO on Thursday. And then it was a Andrew's birthday, Lynn's son Andrew, kind of like still birthday, but you know, memorial birthday. So we did a went to church yesterday, and then we went for a breakfast. There was a group of us, six of us, that went out for breakfast yesterday. Lynn and I did some running around. I had some financial stuff to do. And, Sunday, we are heading to a Starry Night Theater for a show over there. And then there's, again, six of us. We're supposed to be a different group of six. I'm meeting up for dinner after that. So a good chunk of the day will be gone, but we'll be there in the morning. But, yeah, we normally plan some kind of out-of-town kayaking trip or just a something somewhere else. Come back in when the chaos is over. That is true. So I've got 6:41, so I won't be in here too long, but where do we end up with the adjustment of the power? And so I'm wondering, was Jeff not able to hear you when you called for him, or is he not able to get in? I'm curious. Of course, we might not know that answer until we talk to each other in person, but did you cut it back down?
Yeah, I'm at this. I'll let Jeff get in real quick if he's still in there. I did cut it back. I hit the wrong key on the keyboard. It was putting out the 18 watts, so it was up there. So it's back to 10 now, but I'm still hearing it really good. So I think I'll leave it here and just let it play for a while.
I'm getting a lot of static sitting in the parking lot. I pulled into this blue truck next to me, kind of probably interfering a little.
Yeah, getting a lot of EMI from that truck next to you over here. Oh, that's funny.
Well, Jeff, I can hear you directly, so that's not a problem. I'm here in Commerce right now, so. But, yeah, maybe we'll have to work on your antennas a little bit, maybe get that better for you. I got a member to bring some in for you and let you try them out.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
All right, I'm going to sign off. Good talking to you, Brad, even if only briefly. We'll have to catch up with you some more next week. And I'm sure I'll see these guys in at work here at some point during the day. So this is K2PCB. I'll say 73 for now, and we'll talk to you guys next week. K2PCB clear.
K2NVM, 73 is everyone.